The glorious church. We could entitle Ephesians as the glorious church of Jesus Christ. And how it will become glorious, as Paul describes. I never used to be interested in these other words until I began to do a deep study on Ephesians. And I actually translated, I had my own translation of Ephesians that I did many years ago when I was teaching it verse by verse. And so I had to study each verse and comprehend the Greek words before I had my own translation out. And it was during the time that I was doing that I have a whole series called The Exposition on the Book of Ephesians, and in that series I followed my own translation direct from the Greek. And so it was at that time that I began to discover that there was this Greek words that keep coming out. Iskous, kratos, dunamis, exousia, iskous, kratos. And I said, they must be pretty important. Because when you reach the end, in chapter 6, verse 10 and 11, it says here, put on the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. It tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the kratos of His iskous. Say, oh my God, what is the kratos of His iskous? I don't even know what the iskous was. And so I went on a research in the Greek to find out every place where iskous occur and every place where kratos occur. And they are sometimes used generally, just as the word dunamis and exousia are also used in the same manner sometimes. But there's also a specific usage of them at times. And so as I explore these words, begin to have a definition for them. See, Kratos relates to the power of His Word. The power of His Word. Iskous relate to the power of the of prayer, and then relate to the Holy Spirit. So I will just read two verses before we continue. Acts chapter 19. The book of Acts chapter 19. In verse 20. Now, we are not going into detail on the word dunamis and the word exousia because they have been taught here and there. I heard preachers taught on that. But kratos and iskous is more seldom taught, so we have a more focused area on that. And dunamis means ability or power, and exousia means authority or position. So we have here, in the book of Acts 19, it says here, so the word of the Lord grew, in other words, it can grow, grew mightily and prevailed. And the word there mightily is the word kratos. So the word of God grew kratos and prevailed. And I notice that kratos relate to prevailing power. Prevailing power. The power that enable you to overcome, to burst forth, to prevail. To prevail is like it grew and grew and grew until it wins. The word of God grew mightily and prevailed. If you see two sumo wrestlers fighting, one is, we can't have Tanakao as a sumo wrestler, so one is Tanato, right? And one is Asubi, right? Just invented names, right? So when we say Tanato, overcome Asubi and prevail, what do we mean? It means that he won. He won. The word prevail speaks about overcoming. The word of God grew and overcame every opposition to the word, every force thrust against it. The word grew mightily and prevailed. So kratos is overcoming power.
Now let's look at Iscus 2 in the book of James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5. There are many other verses we could turn to, and we may do that when we reach Ephesians 6, because we need to do that. But we are looking at the key verses to draw a definition. James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. It says, the effective, that is energizing, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Avails means it sounds like prevail. What's the difference between avail and prevail? Avail is like it helps us. Avail is almost like the short form of available. Sufficiency. Sufficiency. And so it says, it avails much. And as we study it, there is an essence of it also overcoming, bubbling forth, and reaching its goal. Same sense. And the word avail is the word iskus. Iskus. And so we have these four words, and we will define them, that dunamis is related to the power of the Holy Spirit. Key verse, Acts 1, verse 8. Exousia is related to our position in Christ. And of course, our position in Christ, we can only understand it and tap on the value and the privileges and responsibilities of the position in Christ through the Word of God. Key verse, John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. So on one side, we have dunamis, the power of the Spirit. On the other side is exousia, which is the power of the Word, which relates to the position that we have in God, as sons of God, to Jesus Christ. And the key of its release is through the Word. If we know what it is to be a son of God, that knowledge helps us to exercise authority. Is delegated authority and power. And dunamis is power that comes, an ability that comes that is tangible. Dunamis has also been translated as ability. It's a power that comes through its potency. Right? In other words, it is through power to contend. The very content of dunamis is power itself. And most people will illustrate, like for example, if a muscle man comes and he's able to lift this pulpit with one hand. Then we say that that is an illustration of his actual strength. The actual strength of his muscular power. And if something happens to his muscles, then he cannot lift up the pulpit. His strength is related to his muscles. But if a policeman wears his uniform, and there comes a huge big truck, which physically you could not stop. But because of his uniform and his badge of authority, he puts up his hand to stop it, it has to stop. That is exousia power. There is a power too. But it's a power based on position. In his own self, the policeman would not be able to stop the truck. But based on his position, he is able to. In a comparison to this man here, who is a muscle man and he could lift up the pulpit, and it's because of the content that he has. For him, the content is his muscles. Without that, whether he walks around in a loincloth, or he walks around in a three-piece suit, it makes no difference. He will just live it up with his muscles. But over here, for the policeman, if the policeman is off duty and doesn't carry, wear the badge authority, and he stops the truck may not know. Why that guy? Is this a hijack? Why the guy wants the truck to be stopped? So we realize that what the policeman wears and puts on his badge authority is important here. It comes through his position, by virtue of his position. Whether it's a skinny policeman, big size policeman, makes no difference. It's his uniform that carries that authority. That's an illustration of exousia authority. Then we have the other word, which is the word iskus. We found that it's related to prayer. It has also been translated as ability at times. In 1 Peter 4, it is translated as ability. We find that iskus is related to a certain power that is released. It seems to be a power in that realm of the spirit too. I believe I need to read one more verse to tie that in. 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 11. We all know that the word dunamis has been often translated as ability. Well, iskus has been at times. In verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. The word ability, minister with the ability which God supplies. The word ability here is the word iskus. Not dunamis, iskus. Because iskus is related to dunamis. So here iskus also relates to a certain power that comes from God. And it is related to the power of the Spirit too. So iskus, we will put it over on this side relating to dunamis, the power of the Holy Spirit. The word kratos we found in Acts 19 verse 20 relates to the word prevailing, the power of the word prevailing. So we put kratos on this side with exousia. Now we have four Greek words in two divisions. Dunamis and iskus relate to the power of the Spirit. Exousia and kratos relate to the power of the word. How do we harmonize them and how does it affect our lives? Let's streamline the definition more. Dunamis in Acts 1 verse 8 relates to the Holy Spirit coming upon us. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you. Now there are some times when dunamis is placed as coming from within. But how does it take place? The key is the word iskus. So we define it this way. Iskus is the power of the Holy Spirit working within us and through us. It comes within us. Right? The direction is inward. It's working on inside. And it gives us sufficiency. It gives us availing power. Availing power. Dunamis is the power of the Spirit working out from us. The direction is outwards. They are both necessary. Therefore, we see that iskus comes before dunamis. That we must understand how iskus works inside. For every time when God works, it's always through a vessel. There's always an instrument. God is a spirit. For Him to contact the human world, He needs to flow through a human spirit. Which is why, for thousands of years, people have only a glimpse of God's glory. When Jesus Christ came to the earth, His spirit was perfectly yielded to God. And God could show what he could do with a man who is 100% yielded to him.